Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 20, Clearing Beliefs and Desires, Part 3. Perception is impossible without a belief in more and less. Thus you desire an experience where you perceive more and less. Specifically, you desire an experience of simultaneously feeling more and less than you truly are, which knows neither more nor less. Thus your true identity does not know perception. You desire an experience of false perception to deny who you are. You believe judgment is possible. Thus you desire an experience of judgment. And in this you experience judgment against God, yourself and your brother, all to deny that judgment is impossible. You believe false perception is true. Thus you desire an experience in which false perception feels true and thus true to you. You believe perception has value. Thus you desire an experience where perception feels more real to you than your true identity, which has no perception and places no value on perception. You believe you cannot completely know God. Thus you desire an experience in which you do not completely know God. Thus you desire an experience in which you do not know yourself. You believe you are what you believe. Thus you desire an experience of being what you believe and thus what you perceive. You believe I am more powerful than you. Thus you desire an experience in which I am more powerful than you. This is helpful for a time, yet it can only be seen that we are the same in timelessness. You believe you can be changed by the authority of God. Thus you desire an experience of feeling fearful of being changed by the authority of God. The authority of God has made you changeless. So this is impossible. The authority problem is the desire to experience resentment. Resentment is the belief in the lack of control, that control is taken away. Yet you desire an experience of resentment, control, and the feeling of lack or loss of control all at the same time. This is the same as the desire to feel unstable and seek unceasingly in form for stability. This is also the desire to experience abject terror in the face of God. Yet the experience of terror is the desired experience to deny that you are God. See quickly that the light, which you are, has no idea what terror is. You feel embarrassed by love. Thus you believe embarrassment is possible and desire an experience of embarrassment. You are embarrassed by your relationship with me. Thus you desire to have an experience where you are embarrassed in knowing and following me. This is a denial of yourself as love itself. You desire an experience in which miracles, your natural inheritance, seem difficult. You desire an experience of being attacked. Correction. You desire an experience of being attracted to sin and thus repeatedly experiencing sin rather than being divine nature. You believe you are in a body. Thus you desire an experience of being in a body. You believe in the world that you made. Thus you desire an experience of the world you made. You believe you have a function other than the one God gave you. Thus you desire to experience a function other than the one God gave you. You believe you have two functions. Thus you desire an experience where you feel divided. You believe that the sick things which you have made are your real creations. Because you believe that the sick images you perceive are the sons of God. Thus, you desire an experience of what you have made as real creations. You desire perceiving sick images as the sons of God. You believe to communicate is to make yourself alone, and that by communicating, you will be abandoned. Thus, you desire an experience where communication makes you feel alone and abandoned. This is the desire to be out of communication with yourself. This is the desired experience of attempting to communicate in this world horizontally and feeling continuously misinterpreted and misunderstood and feeling angry about it. Horizontal communication is self-abandonment. Expression of divinity is the only true communication as it is at one with Source and continually in communication with itself. Love does not know horizontal communication, only expression of all that is. You believe that to be with a body is companionship. Thus, you desire an experience of being with another body as companionship, and thus would hold your brother and yourself as an image of a body, held by guilt, the image that death is possible for your brother, God, and for yourself. You believe loneliness is solved by guilt. Thus, you desire an experience of loneliness and attempting to solve it through guilt. You believe that there is safety in guilt and danger in communication. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling safety in guilt and danger in communication with your brother and yourself, and thus your Creator. Only communion with your Creator, yourself, is real. You believe it is possible to be host to the ego or hostage to God. This is the choice you think you have, and the decision you believe that you must make. Thus, you desire to experience a choice between host to the ego or hostage to God. Can you not see that this is impossible and that in this experience you will always feel divided from yourself? You can only be host to God, yet you desire to have an experience of being host and thus hostage to the ego, to hold yourself hostage to the idea you have miscreated of yourself. You believe it is possible to feel resistance to awakening. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling resistance to awakening as a means to delay recognizing who you are. Resistance is merely a form of attempting to preserve a sense of a future which does not exist. Resistance is futile in that it in no way changes who you already are. Sacrifice is so essential to your thought system that salvation apart from sacrifice means nothing to you. Your confusion of sacrifice and love is so profound that you cannot conceive of love without sacrifice. Thus you desire an experience in which love itself and true salvation is sacrifice. You desire an experience in which awakening to true nature, infinite love, which knows no sacrifice, is experienced as sacrifice. You desire an experience where all that you are and to be who you are is sacrifice. You desire an experience in which love seems denied to you and love fails you, all while denying it to yourself. You believe God demands sacrifice and being one with God. You demand sacrifice of yourself and thus experience it as true. Pain and illness of the body is a form of desire for the experience of self-sacrifice in an attempt to win false salvation and love. It is the true meaning of guilty pleasure. As host to the ego, you believe that you can give all your guilt away whenever you want, and thereby purchase peace. Thus, you desire an experience of attempting to give guilt away to purchase peace, all the while enjoying the pleasure and pain of the purchase price that denies who you are. It is the true meaning of guilty pleasure. Pain and pleasure is an expression of guilt. A desire to experience guilt, yet you believe pain and pleasure can hide guilt from you. You do not believe that you invited the ego to take residence. Thus, you desire an experience of being ignorant of inviting the ego in order to have an experience of forgetting who you are. You believe the ego has more power than you do. Thus, you desire an experience of the ego having more power than you, when you have provided all the power to the illusion that the ego exists. You believe that love demands sacrifice, and thus desire an experience of love as sacrifice, which makes love seem inseparable from attack and fear. You believe that guilt is the price of love, which must be paid by fear. Thus, you desire to experience guilt and fear as the price to be paid for love, when love knows not sacrifice, guilt, nor fear. You believe that to step outside your comfort zone, the comfort zone you have created with the ego, means death. Thus, you desire an experience of staying within a comfort zone that is death over the expression of divinity. Safety and comfort are perceivable, and anything perceivable is death. This is why the Spirit seems to ask of you to step outside your self-imposed prison of a comfort zone, to see that you are far more powerful than a comfort zone, and that you have created a comfort zone to stay imprisoned from yourself. You are synonymous with life itself, and the Holy Spirit offers you the only true comfort. Thus, this is the meaning of the statement, "You can do anything I ask, because you are no different than me." This is the only true comfort, the comfort and infinite joy of honoring the expression of divinity. Look carefully at the desire to do battle with the Holy Spirit, as this is the desire for the experience of a battle within yourself. You believe without the ego, all would be chaos. Thus, you desire an experience of maintaining the ego in the false experience of avoiding chaos while actually creating the experience of chaos. This is the desire to be lost in the dream of chaos. Divine nature, the natural state of being, does not understand chaos. You believe you must understand it, divinity, or it is not real. Thus, you desire an experience of attempting to understand divine nature in order to miscreate an experience that divine nature, what is most natural to you, is unreal. In the light of divinity, see that this is impossible. Divine nature can only be recognized and accepted as it is, whole and complete. You believe specialness is heaven and not hell. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling special as a path to salvation, which is hell, superior to yourself, which is impossible. Thus, you desire an experience of specialness to maintain the experience of hell. The ego is a disagreement about what completion is. Thus, you desire an experience of having a disagreement with yourself about what completion is. When you believe there is a difficulty in order in miracles, you believe truth cannot deal with perceived difficulties only because you would withhold some things from the truth. Thus, you desire an experience of withholding some things from the truth and experiencing the effects of withholding truth from yourself. This is how you deny yourself with the miscreation of order of difficulty in miracles. If you believe God cannot enter where God wills to be, you must be interfering with his will. Thus, you desire an experience of God not entering where God wills to be, an attempt to interfere with his will to deny his presence is always with you. Thus, you desire an experience where you feel you can defy his will for you for perfect happiness. If you believe the holy instant is difficult for you, it is because you have become the arbiter of what is possible and remain unwilling to give place to one who knows. Thus, you desire an experience of the holy instant being difficult for you. The whole belief in order of difficulty in miracles is centered on this. You desire an experience where you are unwilling to give place to God. While you believe that your reality or your brother's is bounded by a body, you will believe in sin. While you believe that bodies can unite, you will find guilt attractive and believe that sin is precious. Thus, you desire the experience of keeping guilt and sin alive through the joining of bodies. You desire an experience where sin is experienced as precious. The belief that bodies limit mind leads to a perception of the world in which the proof of separation seems to be everywhere. Thus, you desire the experience where the body seems to limit the mind and thus to experience finding proof of separation everywhere through experiences of the body. You believe bodies can join. Thus, you desire an experience of bodies joining to deny that the infinite mind is already joined. The body does appear to be the symbol of sin while you believe that it can get you what you want. You desire an experience of the body getting you what you want. This can never tell you who you are. While you believe that it can give you pleasure, you will also believe that it can bring you pain. Thus, you desire an experience of the body getting what you want so you can experience sin, the experience of pain and pleasure on a timeline. You believe the body can give you pleasure. Thus, you desire an experience of pain. You believe atonement is murder. Thus, you desire to experience murder of yourself rather than the atonement, and ultimately to see there is no need for the atonement whatsoever. You desire to get rid of peace and keep guilt instead. Thus, you desire an experience of guilt to deny yourself peace. You believe the body is valuable for what it offers. Thus, you desire an experience where you feel the body has value in experiencing pleasure and pain, and thus manifesting the experience of guilt in a body. You believe that salvation lies in the body. Thus, you desire an experience of attempting to find salvation through a body rather than seeing in the light of truth. This is impossible. Forgiveness is undoing the idea that salvation comes through a body. Salvation is of the mind, the dissolution of the idea of a body. You believe that peace would dispossess you of guilt and leave you homeless. Thus, you desire an experience of finding a home in guilt and the feeling of homelessness in order to avoid peace that is your home. You believe the world is outside of you and has you in its mercy. Thus, you desire an experience of the world outside of you having you as at its mercy. You do not believe that the answer of your true identity is already given. Thus, you desire an experience where you feel the answer is not already given. You believe that if you look inward, your eyes will light on sin and God will strike you blind. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling that if you look inward, you will find sin and God will strike you blind. You believe you have secrets. Thus, you desire an experience of keeping secrets, and secrets make you feel apart from God. You use secrets to hide from yourself your inheritance. Thus, to deny yourself your daily bread. Secrets are a desired experience to attempt to hide from yourself, as you are always one with God. This is a desire to not know yourself as you are, whole and complete. These are not the same as secrets of the world, of this world. This is the secret of hiding true identity from yourself by denying guilt. It is denying that you are denying the light of being. You believe in conflict and that the ego has the power to be victorious. Thus, you desire an experience of conflict and feeling that the ego has the power to be victorious. You believe the body is weak. You desire an experience of weakness in the body. You believe that if the body collapses, you will be saved. You believe that if the body experiences illness, you will be saved. Thus, you desire an experience of the body being ill and collapsing to be saved, and therefore make you safe from your divine power. Feeling the body sick gives you pleasure and a sense of power to deny God. Guilty pleasure. And look closely to see you desire this experience of guilty pleasure in the body. This is an attempt to falsely join with yourself through the body by making the body real. The body merely expresses what you believe. You have a desire to experience the effects of your beliefs through the body. For your beliefs converge upon the body, the ego's chosen home, which you believe is yours. You desire an experience in which all that you believe converges on the body, giving the body a home through the ego has taken hold of it without your choice. Thus, you desire an experience in which you deny the ego is your choice. The decision to give it a home as body identification. You have joined with the thought you have made of yourself, the ego, so you can avoid what is already joined in truth and light. You desire the experience of the ego joining with the illusion of yourself and keeping the illusion to deny yourself. This is the illusion of losing control of yourself. Yet your true self, the light within, remains unchanged. Thus you desire the experience of the ego, of suffering and despair and hopelessness, with no way out. See clearly you have chosen to experience, and let the memory of the light, the Holy Spirit within, lead you out. See happily that what you desire to experience is impossible. See in the light of divine being, it is impossible. You believe life apart from heaven is possible. You desire an experience where you experience life apart from heaven as possible. Yet this is the same as the desire for an experience of death. The kingdom of heaven is within as life itself and cannot be apart from you as you are one with the Father in heaven always. You believe death is salvation. Thus you desire an experience of death as salvation. You believe you deserve death for dying, denying your Father. Thus you desire an experience of death rather than to know that as divine being of the Father, you do not know what death is. You believe that some injustices are fair and good and necessary to preserve yourself. Thus, you desire an experience where some injustices appear fair and good. Thus, in this, you preserve a sense of identity separate from the Father. You believe illusions are real. Thus, you desire to experience illusions as real. You believe that crucifixion is real. Thus, you desire an experience of crucifixion. This desire will lead you to an experience in which you either crucify yourself or your brother, as your brother is yourself, all being one with the Father. And thus you would crucify God, if you could. All for desired experience to deny yourself the kingdom within that knows not crucifixion. These are many of the beliefs and thus desired experiences you would hold against your Father and thus deny yourself, being always one with Him. Who with these many desires to deny himself could ever rest in peace? Would you not give them to me, to the light of truth, and find that you eternally rest in the peace granted to you by the Father? In this is a forgiven world without end. Amen. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God.